TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
This is Alastair Hutton with an article titled Accessible Information, Know Your Rights. Whether for a routine checkup or something more urgent, visiting the hospital, a GP or other healthcare professional can sometimes be an anxious time. We all hope the information provided before, during and after an appointment will be clear and easy for us to understand. However, a recently published survey carried out by a coalition of 9 charities that support people with disabilities shows there are gaps in the services provided. Many blind and partially sighted people are still receiving information they're unable to read, despite the NHS Accessible Information Standard coming into force 5 years ago. It was designed to ensure disabled people can receive their health and social care information in a format accessible to them. In the UK, if you see anyone who provides NHS or professional social care, you have the right to be provided with clear methods of communication. This applies whether you're a patient, service user, or carer, and ensures you understand everything you need to know about your treatment and care. This process is called Accessible Information Standard, or AIS. It's been introduced in all 4 parts of the UK and is being delivered in slightly differing ways. However, the aim of the standard is the same. The services for people who are deaf or hard of hearing or have hearing loss. It's for those who are blind, partially sighted or deafblind, and also includes people who are autistic and those with learning disabilities. The AIS promotes a clear, consistent approach to the information and communication support provided to those with a disability, impairment or sensory loss. It helps patients with a sensory loss by giving them access to information that they can understand. This may be in large print, braille, or via email, and provides any communication support they may require, for example, by offering support from a British Sign Language interpreter. In late 2021, 5 years after the introduction of the AIS in England, a coalition of charities carried out a review. They surveyed NHS and social care professionals in England, as well as disabled people who have accessible information and communication needs. Of 714 people with communications needs who took part, only 11% of the patients said they have equal access to NHS services. Only 50% of patients with communication needs reported having an accessible method of contacting their GP. And many blind and partially sighted people are still receiving information they're unable to read. Of 196 professionals who participated, only 35% reported that their organisation provides regular training linked to AIS, and 37% said training never took place. Only 63% of providers were reported to have a process in place for delivering information in accessible formats, and not necessarily in every required format. You can access the full survey findings at www.rnib.org.uk and search for Review of the Accessible Information Standard. You can also get a Braille version from the same site. It's understood that an NHS England review into the Accessible Information Standard is ongoing, and the charities hope the results of their survey will help influence this review. The user-led organisations and disability charities that came together to implement the review were Sign Health, partnered with the Royal National Institute of Blind People, or RNIB, Sense, the Royal Association for Deaf People, Learning Disability England, Visionary, the Macular Society, the Royal National Institute for Deaf People, or RNID, and Health Watch England.
TNS Soundings.